Continues the Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph. The top of the Omer, the last few lines of the Sugya of Tumen Taira that we learned the past few weeks. Zok Gemara Omer Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Machloikes Shenofla Lepoches Mimeo So Chulin Temeim. We had a machloikes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Meaning, if you have a chovis of Yain of Truma, a chovis top of the of Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, you have a chovis of Yain of Truma that broke on the Gat El Yoyna, and now it's dripping into the Chulin Temein. So if it's about to fall into the Chulin Temein, so if you can save it with Kalim Tahirim, so you're saving everything. You're saving the Truma Tahira, and you're saving the Chulin Temein from getting mixed up with Truma Tahira. So then the Chulin Temein is still edible by Yisrael. The Truma is still edible by Koyin. So if you can save it in Kalim Temein is one thing. In Kalim Tahirim, I mean. What if you can't save it in Kalim Tahirim? The only possible Kli that you have, even of any Kalim, what's going to happen? It's going to drip into the Chulin Temein. It's going to mess up for everyone. The Kohen can't have it because Tomei is mixed up in it. Mm-hmm. And Yisrael can't have it because Truma is mixed up in it. Uh-huh. So it's a double loss that you have over here. That's called Gemara said before, I have some Meruba. So if it's about to fall and you can be Matzah B'Kalim Tahirim, so over here, the question is, are you allowed to be Metame B'Yodayim if you only have a Kli Tomei or not? Do you say metame b'daim you can't, or do you say no, you can't be metame, you could be metame b'daim versus it falling into the chulin tmein because of the hefsid, or no, that in order to prevent it you're allowed to even be metame b'daim, or do you say no metame b'daim you can't and let it go on its own? Zok demar omer Rabbi Yisrael Chanina the machloekas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua about this chovis of yain of truma that's about to fall into the chulin tmein, and you do not have kalim tahirim, and all you have is kalim tmeim. So the machlekes is only shenoflo lepochos mimeo so chulin tmein, meaning if it's less than 100 times against it, so it's not bottle. Mashenken, if it's going to fall into 100 chulin tmein, so then it's bichlal not going to be a hefsid. Why? Because it's considered like it's regular chulin. It doesn't turn into any ataroivis of truma in it. So it's bottle, exactly. Yeah. And if it's bottle, so when it's not bottle, so Rabbi Shua says, in order to prevent this hefsid, you're allowed to be mekabel kelim tmeim. That's Rabbi Shua Shita. But if it's not going to fall into, anyways, into something that's going to make it, that a chulin is not edible by Yisrael, because it's anyways going to be bottle, avol nofla lemeir chulin tmeim divrei hakol teret v'tetame. Then Rabbi Shua agrees that you do not metame b'yad in order to save it, because let it be bottle. There's no reason to save it. Let it taka be bottle. Zok de Gemara. Tanya nami hochi. We learned similarly behedi like that in the Braisa. What does it say? Chovis shenish b'ro. Begatol yoyne v'tachteo meir chulin t'meyin. It says 100. 100 chulin t'meyin. So moide Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua. The Gemara's going to ask, what's moide Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua? It should be moide Rabbi Shua l'Rabbi Eliezer. But moide Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer that usually says that you do not, are not metame b'yadayim. It's really Rabbi Shua being moide. But according to Gemara says, moide Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua. Shim yochel atzim imen revias b'tara yatzil. Meaning, if you could save revias b'tara, then be matzel. If you have kalim that a tayrim and you can save at least revius, then go for it. Then save it. Vim lav teret etam v'yetemena b'yad. Then everyone says you lav b'tam b'yad. Now, what does it mean if you can be matzel revius b'tayr? What do you mean matzel? It's anyways bottle. Zok davni meluim. Davni meluim is in Simon Yitches over there's mevur and chuvas, and he says that if you have the ability to save something from being bottle, it goes into the pash of mishmeres to moisai. Yes. The truma is going to be bottle and it's not going to ruin the chulin. But at the end of the day, you can save the truma from being this bottle that also goes to the pasha mishmeres to Moisai. So if you have a kli that's tar around, a kli tar, you're not going to do it because anyway it's bottle. But a kli tar save the truma from remaining mishmeres to Moisai and not being this bottle. Mishmeres to Moisai usually means stop something from being tomei. Here we're not stopping from being tomei. It's not tomei. It's bottle. Zok the avin lum shteita that be matzel it even from the pasha bittel. So if you have a klitar, utilize it. But in lav, we see everyone agrees if it's bottle, teret v'tetam v'atamena b'yad. Zok the gemara, hi moed Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua, like we just said, it's not moed Rabbi Eliezer l'Rabbi Shua, it's moed Rabbi Shua l'Rabbi Eliezer m'boyale. And for the gemara, omar of epech, you're right, it's Rabbi Shua, it's moed Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua usually says that y'tamena b'yad, you'll have to be metam even b'yad in order to save because they have some merubah, like we said. Over here he's moed that it's anyway going to be bottle, so it's not a hefsid. Zogt mal another teretz. Why it says Moedig Ablezer B'shua. Rav Huna B'reder Rav Yishua Amar Lo Oilam Loi Tepech Don't Be Mahapachit. And keep it tak as Moedig Ablezer B'shua. V'ochem Ha'eskinon B'klishe Teichotor V'gabay Tomei. We said earlier, when you have a kli that's only Teichoi and Gabay is Tomei, it's only a Tumid Rabbonon. There's no such thing with the Raisa as only part of the kli being Tomei. So when you have a kli she Teichoi Tor V'gabay Tomei, so in such a utensil, Ma'ar Teima, you might think that what? It's meaning it's going back on the Reisha. If you can be matzel or vias of truma, the Reisha said, if you can be matzel or vias of truma, but kli tor, go for it. Now, what kind of kli do you have available? You have a very unique kli. You have a kli that's midrabonon tomei. It's gabay tomei, but toich is tor. Toich is tor, for all practical purposes, you're catching the truma in the toich. But you might think, maybe don't use such a kli, because after all, it's going to be metame if it touches the gav. So that's a chiddush. Ma'udatem, you might think, you might think the gabba will touch the truma and then you'll be mitama and don't pick up this cleave notes techator. That even the Abeliezer that says you're not be mitama be yadayim, he's not choishish that the gabba is going to touch. So that's moidig Abeliezer Abishua. Hadin aloch orla abosor, hadin aloch orla abosor, hadin aloch orla abosor. Zok the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going back full force into chometz be Pesach and all the halachas of Isurei Hana when it comes to chometz. Peri continues into matzah and hemshach of sugis of Pesach. Zok the Gemara, zok the Mishnah. Kol shah shemuta lechol maichel lebehem lechay veloifes. That means, as long as we're talking about now the shah that you're still allowed to eat, the shah you're allowed to eat, we had a machloikas earlier. Do you stop 2 hours before? Or do you stop 1 hour before? But each one let's sheet also. Whenever you're still allowed to eat, Shogavish, Shochamishis, depends when it is. Kol shoshim utalechol. So if you're allowed to eat, so then Michael behem el chayv oifus. Now that's poshut, obviously. If you're allowed to eat, of course, you're allowed to be nena. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Chiddush in the Chiddush is fakert. When you're not allowed to eat, are you allowed to be nena? But the allowed to eat, of course, you're allowed to be nena. But the Mishnah says, kol shoshim utalechol, Michael behem el chayv oifus. Umoichel enochi. And likewise, you're allowed to sell. Sell is another oifun of ano. What's the Chiddush of Moichel enochi? It's the same ano. Ano is ano. The Gemara is going to discuss. Umuta banosoi, a lot of binena from the Hano of Chometz. Ovaz manoi, however. When it's not this man of the heter achilas Chometz, but now starts this man of the Issa. So, osa banosoi, a lot of binena from the Chometz. Vilo yasik baitana vikiroim. A lot of use it to burn up a oven, to use it to warm yourself up. Liasik baitana vikiroim, because the mice are being nena. Again, what's the chiddush in yasik baitana? We just said that Ovez Mana also ba no. So obviously you're not allowed to be masked Tanavik Raim. What's unique to Chiddush about this specific case? The Gemara later on discusses it. Zok the Gemara, not Zok the Mishnah, the Hemshech the Mishnah. Meaning, there's a Chiyuv we know of Erev Pesach of Tashbisu, of getting rid of the Chometz. Meaning, besides the Issa Bal Yerol Bal Yemotze, there's a Mitzvah's Essay of Tashbisu. What is the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu? This is the famous machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein bir chometz ala sreifa. Bir chometz means sreifa. And you say the machlokes is, it's sreifa like by noiser. What do you do by noiser? Noiser, you're not mefar v'zer beruach. Noiser from kochim, you have to burn. So who are then ein bir chometz you learn from noisers? Ela sreifa. V'chachomim oimrim, af mefar v'zer leruach, oimat leyam. You're allowed to even crumple it up. You're allowed to crunch it into small pieces. You're allowed to spread it around and throw it over the ocean. Oy mevatel, oy matel yam. The question is how to learn this. Is it oy matel yam without mefar v'zer l'ruach? That means either mefar v'zer l'ruach in the air, mefar v'zer l'ruach, like Melech Shabbos is zera, or oy matel yam, meaning in the yam it could even be a chunk that's a whole challah, matel yam. It's ibud. Or no, it's going together. Mefar v'zer l'ruach oy yam. You do the ma'aseh pir and zera l'ruach, or not in the ruach, but in the yam, you do this ma'aseh pir and you crumple it and let it go into the ocean. That's the machlokes later on in the Gemara. In the etzem machlokes, Rabbi Yudin Chachomim, if tashbisu is sreif or it's mefar zera l'ruach, Bikve'ega has a kash on the tour in Tof Mem Hei. The tour says as follows. The tour says, according to Rabbi Yudin, that mitzvah se b'sreifa, So then it would apply the din of kol nisrof in afor and mutter. You'll have to be nana from, after it's burnt, you'll have to be nana from it. Mashen kum to rabbonu den hash basasa b'chol dover mefarve zoli ruach. So it remains afor he also, like the din of kol nikvorin afor no also. Frekta b'kivega, that the whole reason why usually nisrofin, afarna muta, is because the mitzvah is the sreifa, so it's not a mitzvosan. Mashenka by nikvoran, there's no mitzvah in the kvura. Kvura is just in order that it shouldn't be takola. People shouldn't be nichshal in it. So mamela, it's not called nasa mitzvosan in the maisa kvura, and that's why usually afarna is also. Frekta b'kivega, that's by Tmura and Daflamud Gimel, Tosis brings that Svara. Masha'enkein over here by Chometz, even if Hashem Basasa B'chol Dover, that's Gufa Nasa Mitzvah. So the Machlokes is, what's the oifen of the Mitzvah? Is it Tzreif or is it Mefar V'Zera? But why should the Torah say that if you hold Hashem Basasa B'chol Dover, it's Afar Nezoser, Lemais it's Nasa Mitzvah. So the Maisa, because of the Tashbisu, it's Nasa Mitzvah. So Vaita Aide Mefar V'Zerach, Vaita should be Afar and Muta. So Tzver Kong to the Torah that he says, Kong to Chachomim, Afar are going to be also. Avdem zok the B'chaim Alevi in the Sefer, he says, in the Yisoid, he brings the Gabi Tashbisu, he says, does Yisoid make a difference between the Tashbisu of Rabbi Yehuda, that's B'Sefer, and the Mefar V'Zer Ruach of the Rabbonon? The difference is, the Tashbisu of the Rabbonon, that Ashbasos B'chol Dover, over there, the Ikka Mitzvah is not the Mais Ashbasa. The Ikka Mitzvah is, the Bailam shouldn't have Chometz in the Dushos. Masha Inka Gon to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mitzvah of B'Sefer, it's Chayil on the Heft of the Chometz to be Seraphit. Meaning, when it's a Mitzvah of Tashbisa Mefar V'Zel Ruach, it's not a din in the Hefta. It's just that the Bailam shouldn't have Chometz. It's not a din in the Hefta that you can say Nasa Mitzvah. Masha Inka, when it's a din in the Srefer, it's a din in the Chavitz itself, so then you can taka say Afarn is Mutter because Nasa Mitzvah. So when he mefaret, of course he mekayim tashbisu. But this tashbisu was never a din in the heft itself to get rid of it. So mele doesn't pass the din of nas mitzvosoi. So mele afor and taka remain also. And that's pshat in the Torah. The Torah says, according to the Rabbonon that say, Ashpasas b'chol dover, it blibes like nikvorin, that taka we don't say that it's afor and amuta. Because it might have been nas mitzvosoi of tashbisu, but a tashbisu is a different type of tashbisu. It's not a tashbisu in the heftza, it's a tashbisu mitzat the gavra. Cain, like this, Michas Chinuch says, the Sofik, what's the mitzvah tashbisu? Is it a din in the Heftzer, or is it din that the Bailam shouldn't have Chometz? Nafkamina, could it be done before Pesach, as long as you don't have Chometz on Pesach?
Zok the Gemara.
Oh, so we had earlier in Daf Yud Aleph, we had a machlokes, what is the zman of Isachilas Chometz?
Zok the Gemara, Kol Shor Shemut Lechol Meichel.
As long as you're allowed to eat still Chometz before the zman of Issa, you're allowed to be Meichel Behemtoi.
Zok the Gemara, Hol Kosho.
You can be medayik from here when it's nizman that you're not allowed to eat anymore. You're not allowed to be nana.
In fact,
we had Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said you stop 2 hours earlier when it comes to achila, but when it comes to the hano, you're still allowed to be nana. So we see behedya nala Rabbi Yehuda lema masis in the loy Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, if the mission like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That Achila and Anor always told his Ebezeh, if it's Mutalechol, it's Mutalenois, and if it's Osalechol, it's Osalenois. According to Abuda, it's not like that. Ha'ika Chomesh, according to Abuda, that you have the Shochamish is where he says, the Eina Oichol, because he says you had to stop 2 hours before, but it still says Behedya, Shitz Abuda is a Michael. He'll have to be Nana. So the Tanan, like we learned the Mishnah earlier, Rameya Oima, Oichlin Kol Chomesh, Visorfin Betrila Shesh. Remei says, you're allowed to eat the whole 5th hour, you're allowed to eat, and you're allowed to be nana. Totally Zebizet. Visorfin, and the Sreifa starts taking place at the end of the 5th, which is Betrila Shesh. And then it's Taka Sorfin, is also Lech of also Lehenois. But Rabbi Yudah Oime, Oichlin Kol Arba, you're allowed to eat the 4th, but then you have to stop. Vetoilin Kol Chomesh. In the Shochamish is, it's like a Sofik, Toilin. That means you're not allowed to eat. Because the Maisa for 2 hours, you need a reminder. Mashenken, when it comes to Hanoh, for that, you don't need a 2 hour reminder. Mashenken, you don't have to burn yet. It's toilin. You don't have to burn it yet. What do you do with it? You're allowed to be nana from the Chometz. Michael Behemtoi, or whatever you want to do from it. Put it on the firewood, or use it for Tzvahanoh. So we see clearly that Abuda is Mechalik between Achil and Hanoh, so it's not like Abuda. The Sorfim Betchila Sheish, and the Din Sreifa only starts Betchila Sheish. Kaponim B'Shol Chamishis, it's Mutataka Bahano. Now this etzem din that toilin kol chomesh v'sofim b'tchila sheish, that you don't have to burn it b'shol chamishis. So why lemaisa don't you have to burn it b'shol chamishis? So the Rambam in Chometz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes says that according to Rabbi Yehuda,
that holds that Shor Chamishis, you're not allowed to burn it, is because just like you're not allowed to burn Tum and Kochim of Chometz on Shor Chamishis, so too on Shor Chamishis it's Taka Toilin. You're allowed to be Nana, but you're not allowed to burn it yet. Why you're not allowed to burn it? Explains the Biskurov, and he says in Sefer that at this time, the Shor Chamishis, even though it's Asa Bachila, you're not allowed to eat it, but that doesn't make it an Issa Chefza. If it will be Asa Bachila, that's Taka an Issa Chefza. If it's an Issa Chefza, then Be'etzim, you should be able to burn it also. You're not being Ma'abet Tumah V'Kochim. Masha'enken, since it's only an Issa Gavra, meaning it's only an Issa Achila, not an Issa Hanoa, so then be Yisoyde with Taka be Asa Lisroif, because that's being Ma'abet Tumah V'Kochim. Meaning when it will be Asa even to be Nana, then it's an Issa Chefza. And then Taka Yilada be Ma'abet, it's Taka be Ma'abet Tumah V'Kochim. Masha'enken, because it's only an Issa Achila, but not an Issa Hanoa, so the Issa is a Mitzad Gavra, not Mitzad Chefza. So Mamela Yinala be ma'abedit, and that's why Shor Chamishis is toilin and takanat surfin. The Isachila is taka negeya because there's a gzera we make. They might come to eat it later, the Shor Shishis. So in Isachila we taka made gzera. But we bald there's no Isahano, so it's not be soide also. So Mela it's taka as man de Yinala be surf yet, so it's taka toilin. But in Chanami, if we taka be osabano and Shor Chamishis, then it'll be called an Isachepza, and then it'll be considered that you're allowed to burn it even be Shor Chamishis. Tumah and Kochim of Chometz, because Lemaisa, the Chefta is also. Now, Tosis points out, Stam and the Etzim Yisoid of the Issa Hano, Kol Shah, Over as Manoi, Osa Bahano, the top Tosis, first Tosis in the Perak, Va'osa Limkoil, meaning, when it's Over as Manoi, it's Issa Achila, Yinala Binana. Va'osa Limkoil, Yinala Binana from it. V'im Mocha, what happens when a person was Nana and he sold it? What happens to the Domim? V'im Mochar, Dom of Mutorin, the ain toifus as dom of kiddushin pek beis kiddushin machav kiddush b'dmei mekudeshes. So even though there's an issa hano, you're not allowed to do it. But the chalois issa chometz is not chal on the dom itself. Just like we see the gemara says in kudin kiddushin machav kiddush b'dmei mekudeshes. So we see over here also it doesn't go so wide that it's be'etzim the dom is also hano. Zok the gemara. The Elamai, you're going to tell me our Mishnah is not a contributor, but rather a contributor. The Elamai, the mayor. And that's why. Only when it's mutter to eat, it's mutter to be Michael. But when it's also to eat, an hour later, it's an hour before this man's Refa, so then we stop an hour before, it's taka also to be Michael. But the Mishnah, is not mashma like the mayor. Why? Hi, kol shosh mutter lecho Michael. Why does the Tana say, kol shosh mutter lecho, meaning the person's allowed to eat, muter lechol, and by the behemoth it says Michael. It should have said kol shosha oichol Michael mi boyale. Meaning, if you're comparing the two things, your achila to the animal's achila, don't change the shonis between them. If it's different dinim, like Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, there's a achila of the odom, there's a achila of the behemoth, which is not tol zebzeh. But according to the mei, it's one din. So why does it say kol shosha muter lechol? It doesn't say muter lachil. Either it should say kol shosha mutalech mutalachil, or it should have said kol shosha oichol Michael. It's one din. So why does it suddenly change the lashon? It's mashma. We're talking about two different type of people. Meaning when one person can still eat, so even though the other person can eat, but the ma'aseh says mutal the Michael, you're allowed to be nana. So lechore, it's not a kong to the mayor either. Kol shosha mutalechol Michael. That means. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we already said clearly the Mishnah is not like him. Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not Tolu Zebizeh. The Mishnah says it is Tolu Zebizeh. But according to a mayor, it's clearly mashmah that we're talking about two different people. Why? Because if we're talking about the same person, it should have said simple. Kol shosha oichol Michael. He eats, he can feed. He can eat, he can be nana. The fact that it says kol shosha mutalechol, we're talking about a specific person. He's allowed to eat, so someone else can be Michael. So we see we're not talking about that kol zman I can eat, I can be nana. Because then it should have said the same person that we're discussing. Kol shosha oichol Michael. The fact that it puts in a lashon mutter is mashma talking about another person.
Let's see the Rashi inside. Kol shosha oichol Michael mi boyle, aval hashe de noker lo betrei lishna, mashma da trei gavre koi, voleik le meima dochi komar. It doesn't mean kol shosha mutter lechol min atoira, yom Michael afilo mit rabbonon, v'titukam alivi de Rabbi Yehuda. Why? You can't say maybe the mishnah is going mit the raisa. Do ikas sheish the mutter lechol min atoira v'osel lachol le divi akol. So it's not true either. Mit the raisa still can eat shoshishis, only shoshvi is not. So it can be going on mit the raisa and explain the kong to Rabbi Yehuda. Zog di gemara as follows. to be miyashev the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabba Ula, Mastisin Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah is according to Rabbi Gamliel Shita. What is Rabbi Gamliel Shita? The Tanan. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Chulin Necholin Kol Arba. That means if you have chometz, that's not truma, that's chulin. So you're allowed to eat it the first 4 hours. Masha'enke and truma, he differentiates. Truma, kol chomesh. Truma taka, we don't stop the zman of achilas truma any earlier than you have to. So we don't stop it by the revi. We don't say 2 hours earlier. Truma taka, you're allowed to eat kol chomesh. V'sorfer mitchila sheish, and the sreifa taka has to be beginning of sheish. V'ori komar. And this is how you attach the Mishnah. The difference in lashon. Kol shoshem utalecho, meaning who's allowed to eat still? Koyin betruma. Kol shoshem utalecho, the koyin can still eat in the truma. When can he still eat truma? Kol chomesh. And at that time, Yisrael Michael chulin lebehema lechayvel oifes. On that time, another person, the Yisrael, is allowed to be nana and be Michael lechayvel behema oifes. So loyalim, it's neither a mayor of Yehuda, you can be medak in the Mishnah, but rather shitzim gamliel. That the koyin, the person, there's two people taka. Kol shor shemutalecho, Mr. Koyin at that time, shemutalecho. So another person is Michael lebehema, another person that's also lecho. He's not mutalecho. He's allowed to be Michael because he's taka allowed to be nana, but not allowed to be oichel because we taka the friendship between the koyin, between truma and chulin. Zok the Gemara. Why does it say in the Mishnah they allowed to be Michael lebehema lechayv leoifus? What exactly is the chiddush in the heta ano between the two species? Zok the Gemara lom lelemisti behema lom lelemisti chaya. Why does it have to say behema and chaya? What's the difference? And for the Gemara tzricha di itone behema. If it would say behema, I would say. The reason allowed to be Michael is only behema. The Meshaira Chozilei. Meaning, even if the behema does not finish whatever he's nibbling on, whatever you gave him, you'll see what he left over. The behema is not a type of animal that goes, hides in crevices, food. It's not a behema. Behema just eats what it eats, what's in front of him, whatever he doesn't eat is in front of him. So it's nicker. So Mela Chozilei, the Bailam sees it. So because he sees it, he's going to make sure to get rid of it before the man of the Issa. Because behema is not Matzniya. Aval Chaya. Chaya includes a weasel. Chaya includes a rat. All types of nemolas. So those are animals that hide, like we had in the old first barak about a nemola or a cat. A cat hides. It takes it and hides. That's a Chaya. So we want it's matzniya. The meshaira komatzalei. Whatever leaves over from the chometz, the Bailam is not going to find because he hides it. So aim aloy, so maybe Nala be Michael, because you're putting it into a matzav where it's going to be hidden from you and it's still around. So that's why you need to tell me Chiddush Chaya. So let it just say Chaya, eat on the Chaya. If, what'd you say?
What is it Mutter? We always say this guy is the night of the Birtan. Hide your Chametz so it shouldn't be taken away.
What's that the reason why it's Mutter?
Yes. Why aren't we Chayshit from its
snap? The Maisa, you do make a bittel. We always make a bittel. Right. Mokamutzna. Mokamutzna. So why are we here? We're giving it to an animal that's matzniya. So the Pnei Yeshua says, doesn't really answer your question, but the Pnei Yeshua says that what's it called? We notice the din of Abarik Tzach Shivatel. So if you're mevatel, so then I was mevatel this already. So if I'm mevatel it already, b'shas the b'dika. Right? The B'dik was the night before. See if I'm a vatlet already. What? Okay, but Al-Kaponim, he says that he does ask a kash from the Chomesh Be'emesh. He says from the day before. So why should a bitl not help on this food that you're not eating yourself, that you're giving to the Chayim? So Al-Kaponim, you're saying that who says you're a vatlet, what you're still using? Utilizing at least for the Chayim. But he says a different part. He says something, that's maybe what he's answering. He says something that you're leaving over in order to be Michael, you're talking about mevatel. He's mamash answering your kasha. That we do it exactly like you're saying. He says, don't say, but it's talk shivatel. So mele, what's michal the problem? It's ready mevatel. Terah says, you're only mevatel that which you are not meshaya to eat. If you're meshaya to eat, you're not mevatel. If you're going to have breakfast or be Michael, that doesn't go into the bittel from the day before.
So the last few lines of Tosas, is he talking about this? The last few lines of Yeshua Chala?
Tosis and the last. Oh. Look at the last four lines of Tosis. The Masav Yashmino. V'yesh lechalik ben chayel lechulda hamegadlim bebatim
It's not like an animal that's mamish hiding. It's a home. It's a pet. When we are always concerned about chayim nisdokin, we're always worried about the chuldas that are not pets. Mashekin a chayim that's a pet, like a cat, points out very good. That's what Mamshal Tosis is answering. That's stating the kamashal. You have to say that's what stating the kamashal. So Al Kaponim Gemara says, so that's why you would say only behemoth but not a chayim. So that, because it's matzniya. V'it on a chayim, and if we would say chayim, we would not know behemoth from there. Because you would say, Dafke chayim, Michael, why? Bishum di ishayra mi is matzna. There's a mile in matzna. If it leaves over, at least it's going to be mutzna. If it's mutzna, you're not even bal yiroya. Because the mice is not there. Hayah ba'ayim bal yiroya, it's mutzna. It's a mukha mutzna. So mele, since you don't see it, so mele, you would say, Dafke tu chayim la feed, because at the end of the day, it will be hidden. Aber behema, true, you'll see it, and you'll get rid of it, but if you forget to get rid of it, and you're still going to be open by your own, because the mice, it's not hidden. Aber behema, zim de meshayra v'lo yivasek adayta, you won't realize, you won't be mesim lev, that the mice, it's right in front of you, left over. So mele, you won't be mevatel it. Mevatel would be enough, but you won't be mevatel to know about it, to do it. So mele, the takar would be a problem. Now here the Pnei Yeshua, this the Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean? You're mevatel already? He says, no, you're not mevatel. You won't realize that the behemoth left over. I, who cares, you're mevatel already? Terry says, no, the bittel of what you fed is nothing going to the maisa bittel, but that you weren't in zinna to mevatel. You have to know about it. What do you mean? You're talking about the second bittel. You're talking about the second bittel. Okay. En chanami. So you're asking then, what's the difference? Behemoth is in the meshach of aloy masaka daite. We're talking about at this point where there wasn't yet a takon of being mevatel a second time in the next day, b'shasta sreifa. Now Tosis says that the chashash is that you might come to look at the bottom Tosis. Im loy bitloy, v'uadin davar mosel meim adil ma'osel lamechem inei. Stam chashash. If it's around, you might come to eat it. So that's why the behemoth you might think don't feed it. Aber behemoth zimt de meshayav lemaska daita. Zok Tosis, you might come to eat it, or if you were not mevatel taka. So then he might think you're not allowed to feed the behemoth. V'koyle bayro bayimotze, eim aloy, zog dem otzricha. So mele, you need to tell me the chiddush, l'chaya ule behemoth. Now there's a yesodis dika machlekes Rashi and Tosis over here. Rashi says, ito n'chaya, you would say, hava mina, it's adifa, why? Di meshaira matzalei, even if it leaves over, it's matzniyayit. V'loy overle bayro, you won't be over bayroya. Meaning, bayimotze, you taka be over. But the mashing of bayro, you're not be over because you don't see it, it's mutzah. Tosis says that no, you would not be over on bal yiroa and bal yimotzeh. Zok Tosis, v'yashmin l'chaya, the matzah, they ain't over mishum bal yatmin. What's bal yatmin? It shouldn't be hidden. The bal yatim nafkele milo yimotzeh. V'ein zimotzu, kemishin yidu, heichanu. So Rashi learns, when it's not, we don't see it, you're not over bal yiroa, but you would be over on bal yimotzeh. But it's still a chiddish, because the ma'isa, it's a lava nitik la'asei, so it's not so chomer. Why is it nitik la'asei? Because you have the esef tashbisu, which is misak in the lava, lo yimotzeh. And that's why it's taken not so chomer. Mashenkin according to Tosis, chaya matzale, you're not over neither by yiro or by yimotze, not even by yatmin, because the maise it's hidden. So kaponim, that's it's zichus in the gemara between behemah and chaya. It finishes the gemara ends off oifus lomali. The maise it says behemah chaya veoifus. What's the chiddush of mutal lahachil the behemah chaya veoifus? What's the chiddush in oifus? The third thing. So gemara oifus lomali. I did tone behemah chaya tone nami oifus. Enich nami. Oivis doesn't have a chiddush on its own. It's only agav, behem, and chaya. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the moment.